Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the Zodiac Killer podcast. I'm Bailey Kellenberger.
I'm Reed McCall.
And I'm Emily Dilger.
So, what have we been talking about over the last three episodes? The Zodiac Killer, suspects.
Why they aren't convicted, different outcomes.
And really, who we think did it. But we didn't talk about one crucial aspect of what I think this podcast
really
is.
What keeps this case alive today?
Why has nobody been convicted? What has gone wrong with the police, with the trials, with everything, that no one has been convicted? Because Emily, to me, I'm convinced that Lawrence Kane, your suspect, did it. After the evidence that you presented to me, I'm wondering why he's not in jail.
Yeah, I mean, he makes the most sense. But sometimes I still think that it was not just one person, the Zodiac Killer, because it's so many people. Like, he killed over 30 people, and I just have a feeling that someone really liked the way that Lawrence Kane was, like, proving himself to be the Zodiac Killer, but no one ever convicted him. So like
a copycat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So something that I found last night that I think is kind of interesting, and I think we have to discuss it on here. After the murder of the cab driver, I think his name was Paul Stein, on November 9th, it was recorded to the dispatcher that they were looking for a white male, 5'9", heavier set build, just like had been described in the previous killings.
Right.
But when the dispatcher sent that out to police, she made a mistake in saying that they were looking for an African-American male. Same height, same build, but African-American, which obviously is a huge difference when you're looking for a suspect. How do you make that mistake? Exactly.
Not only that, but that completely now throws the cops off, because this guy is now walking around after committing a murder thinking he completely got off with it, not knowing that someone did see him do it.
Yeah.
And now you just have cops driving by him.
That would have been the chance.
Yeah. They.
He was in the streets right where the police were.
Yeah, it's said that cops have, like, driven by him at this time.
Actually, Reed, something interesting that I saw. Two cops, Donald Fokey and Eric Zelms was his name. They were the two police officers on duty. So they were looking in that area. They were the first to respond to that scene. And they believe that they encountered the Zodiac Killer and asked that person if they had seen anything suspicious. And in the bomb letter that was mailed by the Zodiac Killer, he actually added at the end, I have a quote here, "P.S. Two cops pulled a goof about 3 minutes after I left that cab. I was walking down the hill to the park when this cop car pulled up, and one of them called me over and asked if I saw anyone acting suspicious or strange in the last 5 to 10 minutes. And I said yes, that there was a man running and waving a gun. And the cops peeled the rubber and went down the corner as I directed them. I disappeared into the park a block and a half away, never to be seen again."
That's amazing.
Now, my question is, knowing that you're working as a cop in an area where there have been murders from the Zodiac Killer, wouldn't you almost be on the lookout for him as well?
Yeah.
So, in that moment, why wouldn't the cops have made the connection between the guy they were talking to and the description of the Zodiac Killer?
Well, maybe just because it was so, like, sudden that the lady just told them that the guy was African-American, so they just kind of blocked it out. I don't know.
I mean, as me as well, which I think is a little suspicious here, which a lot of people have been questioning the cops, is why didn't someone stay with that man? He said that he had saw something suspicious and had seen a man running down the road. What if they had stopped and stayed there and maybe asked them for a description of the man or asked them to come with them? Because why wouldn't you want another witness? Why wouldn't you want somebody else saying that he had curly hair and he was 5'9 as well?
Mm-hmm.
I think they really goofed by letting that witness, I put that in quotations because it could have been the Zodiac Killer. Why do they put that witness in the wind? You know, why do they let him go? Why don't they interrogate him
further? It was a crucial mistake.
Yeah, it comes back to, like, kind of during an emergency situation. last thing you need is to endanger a civilian. So,
or training, I think.
Taking the guy with you to go find a murderer.
Not going. There's two cops. I think one should have stayed. Or they should have called dispatch and maybe had sent some other cops over. Because you quite literally lost the Zodiac Killer. So I think, to me, this is the most ironic and the most compelling part of the Zodiac Killer case is the toying with the newspapers, with the police, with the people. I mean, the fear that he caused in so many people's lives.
And he just somehow always manages to just slip away.
Slip away, and I think it's poor DNA testing. It's not having the technology to even identify where he called from. I mean, it's a slew of things that had these murders occurred today,
he would have been stopped almost instantly.
Well, I mean, I don't know. This guy's obviously brilliant. Like, he thinks everything
for
through.
His time.
Yeah,
he's
but,
brilliant. I agree because.
Well, he didn't think everything through. He killed a cab driver in broad daylight and was caught.
Yeah.
Until the dispatcher made a mistake.
Yeah. He would have been caught.
Unless
if
he
she had said a white
he somehow
man
had like ties in with the dispatcher so that whenever they got a call, they knew it was him, they would change a detail or not. But I don't know. I don't think that it's him being brilliant. I think at this point he was just getting
lucky.
Careless with it.
He was
got lucky.
Lucky. Yeah.
No, I think that he's brilliant. I think that he convicted over 20 murders or so, if not it was
like
someone else. 37,
they say, yeah.
Yeah. And
37 victims.
You can't be an idiot and do that. Like, you can't just... I mean, towards the end, he kind of goofed around with
lost
it because he lost interest. He was, like, almost wanting to get caught. He was leaving messages for the cops.
Yeah, you think that killing the cab driver in broad daylight was his way to get caught?
Possibly.
Maybe. Well, I mean, you were saying it earlier. You know, it could have been multiple people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take, like 10 brilliant people to kill 37 people.
I don't think it was like 10 people though. I think it was
like
maybe
three.
One or two.
Or maybe one started it, retired, and one copycat. Maybe he even had an apprentice, which is something that I've heard about happening a lot. It's killers train killers, and it's a scary thought, but it's one that's most of the time accurate.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that this time period
allowed him to do a lot.
They didn't have enough information. They didn't get to
test. No cameras, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Not
and that's why we'll never
either.
Find out.
Yeah. So this is the Zodiac Killer podcast you're listening to. Thank you for sticking with us for all four episodes, and we hope that you enjoyed. We hope that you have your own opinions and maybe can shoot us an email and a couple questions. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Once again, I'm Bailey Kellenberger.
I'm Reed McCall.
I'm Emily Dilger.
And we bring you the Zodiac Killer podcast.
Woo!